Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus once again. Joining us in the studio this time, we have some folks from the Elder Law Planning Center talking about the third annual Elder Care Symposium coming up. Welcome. Let me go through the list here. We've got Karen Adams, June Weeks, and Hunter Green, all with the Estate and Elder Law Planning Center.
Good Welcome. Morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hunter, you're brand new to the center. Is that correct?
I am, yes. I'm a new attorney. I just became licensed, and so I'm the newest addition.
How was that bar exam?
It was, well, I passed. That's all that matters.
There you go. Yes. You just get one grade, right? It's pass or fail.
So. Basically.
Well, welcome. We're glad to have you here. Karen Adams is back, of course. Karen, you've been with us. This is the third year in a row of the big symposium that's coming up.
Yes, and we are so excited. We're just looking forward to having the community join us again and excited to be here to share.
June, this is your first time here. I don't know if we've ever met before.
No, we haven't. I work for Randall Drake and Mitch Cash now and the Estate and Elder Law Planning Center, and I work as the long-term care benefits coordinator. So my job at the firm is to help people who are dealing with Medicaid for long-term care or VA planning. That's kind of where I'm involved.
June, we could probably sit here and ask you questions all day long.
I get a lot of questions, a lot of phone calls.
I bet. Is there one question that you get more often than not, just out of curiosity? It's such a huge subject, so that's kind of putting you on the spot there.
Well, probably the number one question for the seniors is, are they going to take my home? And it's like, well, who do you think's going to take your home? So we have to talk about, you know, how things work, and they have concerns. They hear parts of a statement issued somewhere in a conversation, and that just stirs up their mind with all kinds of concerns and worries. So that's the number one thing. Or, you know, am I going to lose all the money that I have and that I've saved and things like that?
Absolutely. Like you said, June, the Randall Drake and Mitch Cash have now merged their firms together and, of course, are the Estate and Elder Law Planning Center. Karen, tell us about the symposium that's coming up.
So that is this Wednesday, the 17th, at the Shed, and we just want to make sure that everybody knows this is a free event. They can come out and join us. We just ask that they register with us on our website, which is eldercaresymposium.com, or they can call me at the office, 870-425-2460, and this is a full-day event, and it's just packed with all kinds of information. We have a lot of different speakers coming in to share with them.
It is packed. If you could see the flyer that we're all looking at right now, it's like
lots of information.
Which thing do we talk about first? There's so many different things going on. But just an overview, who is this day specifically for? If there was one person, who is Wednesday for?
What we have in mind are caregivers. So this is, you know, the spouse that has somebody at home that they're caring for that may have Alzheimer's or dementia or failing health, and they are just overwhelmed and they don't know what to look for. There's so many resources in our community that are available to them that they may just not be aware of. So that's who we want to really uplift and just let them know that there is support to be found.
Lots of events and speakers to include. And the keynote speaker is Betsy Broyles Arnold and Molly Arnold Gay. And of course, the Broyles family name is very, very popular around this part of the state.
Yes, Coach Broyles is very well known in Arkansas, and it's I'm just really impressed myself with what their family has been through and how that has just created this great legacy that they have built to really support the caregivers. So I've just read lots of testimonials by people that have Coach Broyles our book, what is that? The Game Plan for Caregivers. And everyone just speaks so highly about that book. And we're going to be giving away some of those books as well for people that come to attend. What is it? Who's coming first?
The first 100 registered attendees will walk away with the playbook for caregivers. So definitely encourage that. And they are opening up our morning, the Broyles Foundation is. So we definitely would love to have you guys there to support that. They are a third generation of caregivers in that family. So they had the father and mother both passed away from Alzheimer's disease. And they just have a lot of practical tips and things to help you in that journey.
What time does that start on Wednesday?
The doors actually open at 8 o'clock. So if you can come in, we'll have your registration packet with lots of good information for you. And then the welcoming remarks start at 8:40.
And after that, you'll also hear from Todd Whatley, Mitch Cash, and Randall Drake on how to pay for long-term care. I'm sure that will be a very popular presentation.
Yeah, that's a big question we get a lot, you know, at our office. How are we going to pay for it? So Todd Whatley is one of the most, you know, well sought after elder law speakers, and has so much to be able. He has a great rapport with his audience and just explaining how things work. And he's really passionate about helping people to be informed so they know what their options are and how they can go about, you know, feeling good and have some peace of mind about how that can be taken care of.
Hunter, how long does that process take? If someone wants to sit down with you and your firm and start working on that plan, you know, how long does that take?
Well, it's never too early to come in and present your questions to us and go ahead and take a proactive approach. You know, so never, it's never too early. And if you are concerned about it, about paying for long-term care, we recommend that, you know, you make an appointment and call us and come see us and talk about it. And we can, you know, we can work with you and be proactive in planning for those issues.
Because the best way to save money in those circumstances, if that's your number one concern, but the best way to save money is to be proactive and go ahead and get that taken care of.
Absolutely.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with the folks planning the third annual Elder Care Symposium to be held this coming Wednesday at the Shed on the campus of ASU Mountain Home. There's still time to register. Visit the website eldercaresymposium.com or call the offices of Estate and Elder Law Planning Center, 425-2460. Again, that's 425-2460. We would like to recognize the sponsors that are helping bring the symposium to the community. Again, a free event that all you have to do is register for. Good Samaritan Society, Homestead Senior Care, Reliance Healthcare, J. Chaffin State Farm, Hospice of the Ozarks, First Security, Integrity First Bank, Baxter Regional Medical Center Home Health, and the Baxter Regional Medical Center Ambulance Campaign. Lots of people involved. You're expecting a big crowd, but there's still seats available, right, Karen?
Yes, there are some seats available. If you will just hop on the website and register for us, we'll make sure that we know you're coming and have a packet with some good information for you.
I want to run through a couple more of the presentations and the speakers that will be available to everyone. Social Security, when to apply, and how to maximize benefits. I wish we had a microphone that we could record that presentation for, because I think that would make a great show, because we get those questions all the time.
Right. Well, and one thing we were looking at is a lot of times people, they retire early if they have a loved one that they need to care for in their home. So we wanted to just see if there's a way that they can maximize those benefits and not have a negative effect on their, you know, daily living because of this. So Ken Parrish is going to be coming to talk about when's the best time to apply and maximize that.
Also, Dr. Tom Foster, a board-certified psychiatrist, will present depression and anxiety in older adult. And I think that's a topic that more and more people are becoming comfortable in speaking about.
Right. Well, it's something that mental health definitely should not be taboo. And I think that it's important to just know that there are ways to manage that and to help walk through it. So Dr. Foster is going to be talking about signs of that in your loved ones and just ways to cope and to improve your daily life.
Especially for caregivers, because so often, you know, they can't leave the home. I mean, they are there each and every day, and that's where they want to be, and that's what they want to be doing. But that tension and that stress does build up on them as well.
Right, absolutely. And again, I think it's just really important to know that there is support available. You don't have to walk through this alone, and there's just a lot of things that can be used to help manage all of that.
Finally on the list, you have Practical Skills Family Caregiver Workshop presented by Samantha Hollis and Valerie Fielder.
Yes, so they are coming from UAMS, and this workshop is actually, it's the whole afternoon, so it's a four-hour track with breaks built in, of course, but they're going to be teaching you how to, you know, transfer somebody from the bed to their wheelchair carefully, or to help them in the shower, how to use a walker, wheelchair, cane, and just to stay safe at home because a lot of people, they really do want to stay home. You know, they prefer that to going into a nursing home or other facility. So these ladies are going to be helping you with that.
Mm-hmm. And Hunter, from your side of it, from the planning side of it, not necessarily the caregiving side, but from the planning side of it, there's so many ways that people can prepare for that time of their life.
Absolutely. Well, they're completely interrelated, the health issues that develop as we age, and we all will, and the legal issues that that involves, whether that involves, you know, the estate planning, you know, learning, paying for long-term care and taking the, you know, appropriate, you know, steps to you know, protect your property in the in the process. So yeah, they're completely interrelated, and that's why our law firm, we feel comfortable. And you know, this is an event that we feel like our law firm should host because the issues are so interrelated.
Mm-hmm. And June, you work with these, caregivers and patients and families and retirees. I mean, this is what you do each and every day, and you know the importance of taking a step back and you know, looking at the big picture when it comes to this process.
Yeah, there's just a lot of anxiety that's naturally built in and stress. And, you know, the more information that we can give people and the better we can equip them, it just can reduce that so much and help them to get greater benefit in their life and enjoy, you know, what time they have in their life to the best of their abilities, you know, whether they're caring for a loved one or trying to even preserve and care for themselves. In the process of caring for someone else.
And so much of that anxiety is brought upon because you don't know who to trust, and you're bombarded with information and free lunches and you know all these different things, and it's like, you know, which decision is the best one to make in this circumstance, and who do I trust? And you know, because there's a seminar on here too about scams and, you know, online things that, you know, it's coming at you from every direction.
That's really a big issue. I know my mother is, you know, part of our senior community, and she's had these kind of phone calls, and I have received in various law firms, you get a lot of calls from people about the IRS has called me and they told me that I, you know, owe money and they're sending the sheriff out today, and that is a definite scam.
Yeah.
So I said, the IRS doesn't call you on the phone. They don't have time to call you. And, you know, on and on it goes. And I know our sheriff was locally spoken to the seniors as well, but this was a very popular speaker last year. So that's definitely important to them.
Karen, once again, still time to register. You can go to the website eldercaresymposium.com for the full schedule, or call the offices of Estate and Elder Law Planning Center at 425-2460.
Yes, and we would love to have you guys join us. One thing I always mention, because we all like free things, right? Mm-hmm. So there will be over $500 in door prizes given away that day. Mm-hmm. So if you're able to come and visit all of our sponsor booths, you'll get signed up to win that as well.
Karen Adams, June Weeks, and Hunter Green with the State and Elder Law Planning Center here in Mountain Home, of course, for Wednesday's Elder Care Symposium. Best of luck with your event. You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.